From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Sherrone Moore is promoted officially, Joe, as the next head coach of Michigan, something that we've talked about since Jim Harbaugh is going to the Chargers. Your initial thoughts of the promotion?
Well, I think you know my initial thoughts on this because I was pounding the table to hire Sherrone Moore, and I think that this is the right decision. Do I think that this is an A-plus home run hire that gets you back in the national championship game? No, absolutely not. This is an inexperienced head coach who is going to be learning on the job. He is a younger guy. He also doesn't have a lot of experience being really the offensive coordinator or play caller. He was the offensive line coach that worked his way up. But the one big thing that I think is really important with this that makes me at least feel good about the decision, not so much that it being an elite decision that is going to lead to confirmed success because we've seen it, but rather it helps the state of the current roster. Nobody entered the portal. Nobody jumped in the portal because I'm pretty sure we could assume that Jim Harbaugh said to his guys, I'm going to the NFL. Coach Moore's taking over. And a lot of them were fine with that. A lot of them wanted to stick around. If they were going to jump in, they would have done so. So this is good for keeping the roster together. It's good to have a guy that the team is going to rally around, as we've seen them do already, especially against Ohio State. I think it gets the job done of what they needed to continue the continuity of the success that Harbaugh built over the past 5-plus years.
Sherrone Moore's not going anywhere. Meaning you could have had conversations with other people and given yourself a little bit more time. If you would have hired him Wednesday of next week, nothing would have changed. Nothing would have changed. I'm going to continue to say this. Do I think he's a good hire? Do I hate that they promoted from within? No. Not Joe, as an LSU guy, the last national championship we won was a guy that was promoted from within. No, I don't hate it. But I have to tell you, when you do that sometimes, it does not normally pay off the way that you want it to, okay? Ed Orgeron, Ryan Day,
Marcus Freeman.
Dabo, all right? These are sometimes anomalies, right? Like, they're anomalies. They're not always things that work and happen, okay?
Wait. I understand what you're saying. I don't think it's an anomaly because this just doesn't happen often. We don't often have a next man up guy hired. How many bad examples of it can we think of?
I can't think of many. Let me ask you a serious question. I'm going to continue to compare this to Marcus Freeman and Ryan Day. I think he's them. I think he is good. I think he's the culture at Michigan is built and it's good enough to where he can be a 10-win-a-year guy every single year. 11-win guy every single year. Okay, like that could be him. Is that their standard in the Big Ten? Because it's not Ohio State's. And I think the only thing that I continue to come back on is why not at least talk to or publicly somewhat let it be known that you've talked to people that have head coaching experience. I think it's lazy sometimes from teams or universities not to do their due diligence.
Now, I don't know though for sure though if they didn't at least pick up the phone. Also, there might have been an intention to hold this.
They hired him 2 days after Harbaugh left. I mean,
yes, but Adam Schefter was the one who reported it first. He doesn't normally report on college coaching hires. Yeah, he's a Michigan guy. So there's a possibility here that he pulled the trigger a little sooner than he was supposed to. We don't. All I'm saying is that, obviously he's going to eventually confirm it
because they tweeted it
out. Yeah, because it was late on a Friday. I really don't think that this was intentionally done the way that it was supposed to be. My whole point here is that we don't know what happened behind closed doors. We don't know if they didn't pick up the phone and have conversations with at least one other potential candidate. The other thing, too, that makes me think that this was...
I kind of feel like we do. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because literally when Harbaugh accepted the job, you got a beat reporter. I forget the gentleman's name. I apologize. But he literally 10 minutes later said, Sharone Moore is going to be the next head coach of Michigan. Michigan confirms to me. Okay? It's not until... And then they say, well, you got a seven-day window. Okay, and then Schefter broke it tonight. This decision, like you just said earlier, like literally you just told me earlier about the portal and players not hitting the portal because Harbaugh telling kids, hey, Sharone Moore is going to be your next head coach. Well, those conversations have been had. All I'm trying to convey here, again, think he's going to be a good coach. I just don't like you not talking to other human beings for this opening. It's not – I said the same exact thing, I'm pretty sure, to you before the show started. And Mark, no, I think we were doing this on Saturdays, okay, when we were just doing our Saturday show.
We weren't doing the show when Marcus Freeman got hired. BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Probably that way. But we
we weren't.
No, that's not true because we did Saturdays the first year of Marcus Freeman and Brian Kelly. That's how Marshall started. Either way, we had that conversation then in reference to, okay, first-time head coaches with no head coaching experience and why it was always a problem for me. I just don't think you can come in here and say the standard is met with a guy that's going to have to learn on the job. I told you this the other day, too. Last thing. The biggest hire he has to make is strength and conditioning. That is the number one hire for anybody in college athletics. Nobody will talk about it.
I think he'll be fine in making that hire, and I'm sure that Harbaugh has recommendations, or the guy leaving has recommendations on what direction to go in.
Yeah, they're going to promote from within.
Possible. I understand what you're saying. Look, at the end of the day, yes, as a Notre Dame fan, am I outwardly frustrated by Marcus Freeman's results on the field? Yes, because there are a lot of games and a lot of instances where they're the better football team and they play down to their competition and they lose football games and they don't play to the way that they should. That frustration happens all the time. And that to me is proof of a new coach still figuring out how to motivate a team and how to get them prepared for games. Yes, it is a frustrating process, but at the same time, him and Ryan Day, if we remove the fan expectation and the fan frustration, the results that the both of them have produced, Marcus Freeman in his first 2 years and Ryan Day in his tenure as the head coach at Ohio State, as much as I've clamored for Ryan Day being on the hot seat, and also I've also criticized Marcus Freeman, they still have been highly successful in the grand scheme of coaching. It's really unfair for us at times, and I'm sounding a little hypocritical saying this. It's unfair for us to say that those coaches have not been successful when one guy's gone to multiple Big Ten championship games, college football playoff games, and Marcus Freeman has, while still learning on the job, produced 9+ win seasons. They've gotten the job done, and they've also put together good recruiting classes. Yes, there's a strong possibility that Sharone Moore in this first year does not have them in the top three teams in college football. That's very likely. There's going to be a lot of roster turnover. There's a really good chance that this takes 4 or 5 years to really get to where it needs to be where Harbaugh had it, to where they could win a national championship. But at the very least, I know that I have a guy who the roster likes, who can recruit to the region because he's been a recruiter in getting guys to come to Michigan. Those things are important to me. And I know that he's a damn good football coach. How many guys do we know that have gone back to back in winning the Joe Moore Award. That doesn't happen often. He's a really good football coach, and I think that we they won in 2020 and 2021.
I get
– sorry, 2021 and 2022.
Yeah, they didn't win in 2020. Alabama did. I get what you're saying. But of the pro head, like the big name, high profile jobs that are out there, the coaches that have been promoted from within with no head coaching experience, Dabo, Ryan Day, Marcus Freeman. Dabo's really the only one. There isn't. So, and if there is, excuse us for forgetting them. What I'm saying is, I think you're more at the Marcus Freeman level than you're at Ryan Day and Dabo. And people forget it took Dabo a long time, 7 years, to really get that thing rolling, or 6 years for that thing to really get rolling at Clemson. Does he have that long of a time at Michigan? I'm not, again, I think when we published this and with comments that were in there, Joe, my words got misconstrued as me not liking Sherrone Moore, not liking the hire. I think it's a good hire. I can't get out of my brain and my thought, okay, of just why do you not do it? Now, I think they're going to be just as tough and physical. I think they're going to recruit at a high level. Okay, I think they'll develop at a really good level. Look, he's a guy that's under the Harbaugh tree. You know what you're going to get from him. He has led this team, and he is 6-0 in it, 6-0, okay, as an interim. That's all fine and dandy, okay? But what is the standard? Because, Joe, you said it doesn't matter about the fan standard. It always matters about the fan standard. That's why coaches are hired and fired. It's not because ADs don't have pressure on them.
Yeah, what
is your new standard? Okay, what are you trying to achieve? Because, Joe, I will tell you, now Michigan can be a little bit can wait on this because it took Harbaugh, okay, to time to get it where it was at. Here's a whole nother thing, too, that I think that that Sherrone Moore goes into where I think nobody has mentioned. An experienced head coach, okay, maybe could get through some of the minutiae on the potential sanctions that are coming down from the NCAA on Michigan from Connor Stallions. Because sanctions they're going to do something. Regardless of what it is, they are going to do something because that's just who they are. Whether, Joe, we agree with the NCAA or not, let's just be real. That is coming. He's going to have to deal with a lot more than people are understanding.
Well, that's also why – I didn't mean to cut you off. That's also part of the reason why, and I brought this up, why I think that the hire also makes sense on a different level. It's not fair – sorry, that's not the way to phrase it. No one is willingly going to want to step into this situation and not really know what they're expected to be stepping into. Say if Lance Leipold was in the conversation, I would bet it would probably take him a couple of weeks just to – come around on understanding the whole scope of the potential punishments that are coming down. Sherrone Moore knows it, and he's willing to face it head on because he gets this job, and he's understanding of the circumstance and everything that happened. He knows where the skeletons are. He knows what is going to be coming down and the reasons for it. I think that that's also a big part of this, that Michigan's kind of got their hands tied. I don't know. It's a good coaching hire, but I don't know how many options that they really have. Like, why would Lance Leipold waste his first big gig on a team that's about to have sanctions?
It doesn't have to be him. There are other options.
Well, I think most Chris Klieman, Dave Clawson.
It all depends how you structure the contract. I mean, they gave Sherrone Moore a 5-year deal.
I think a good example, I feel like 5 is pretty standard for a head coach.
Yeah, it's pretty standard for a first-time head coach, $5.5 million. I understand what you're saying, but let me ask you this question. Who's your boy at Oregon State?
Jonathan Smith.
Jonathan Smith. What happened to Mel Tucker in the beginning of the year? Didn't take anything for him to flip over.
What do you mean?
I mean, you don't think the NCAA is going to investigate what Michigan State was doing with Mel State and a potential cover-up? See, we forgot about that one.
Yeah, I don't really want to dive down that because I don't know how.
No, we're not diving down that.
Yes.
Well, Mel Tucker.
All right. Reel it in.
Okay. Okay. But my point is, coaches will go places that potentially either have. I mean,
the best
Kelly
example.
Left Notre Dame when LSU was on sanctions.
But it wasn't the same. Like, there was never going to be a vacated wins, bowl ban, that kind of potential for to come down for LSU, really? Was there? And that wasn't that also the whole – wasn't that the whole athletic department, not just the football program? Yeah, the football
guy was involved in.
But none of those punishments came.
Yes, they did. LSU had a bowl ban in 2020. What are you talking about? They self-imposed and then had scholarship reductions. Brian Kelly couldn't fill out 85 scholarship limit until right now. This was the first time that he was allowed to get to 85.
But he didn't take the job until after that bowl ban had happened.
LSU was being the football department. His associate head coach was being sued for $100 million. You're not going to win this argument.
This precedes me, like, covering college football. I admittedly am not, like, super, super caught up with this. I think the two best examples of this situation are Josh Heupel, who was not Tennessee's first choice.
And he was under sanctions. But, see, that's another one. Josh Heupel literally replaces Jeremy Pruitt when he's giving out McDonald's bags full of cash.
But there was also no bowl ban impending. It was more so
they paid whatever it was going to be. $7 million.
The absolute best example, actually, Urban Meyer's one of them, who they did have a bowl ban and he willingly took it over, which is a unique circumstance. But I also look at Bill O'Brien, who took over.
Thank you for continuing to make my point.
I'm not convinced. Bill O'Brien, who took over Penn State, was the quarterback's coach and the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. A Penn State job like that often has a much broader selection, would have a much broader selection than just the offensive coordinator, quarterback coach for the Patriots. That was probably the best available guy that they could get because it was his first head coaching opportunity. I'm just trying to paint a picture here that your options are limited and you need somebody who's willing to deal with the shit because they want the job.
No, you just continue to make my point. All right, you just literally made my entire
point. I didn't make your point. I don't know what you're talking about.
Joe, everybody that's listening to us right now, do you believe Joe made my point? Put a thumbs up in the comments. And Joe, no. If we have a whole bunch of thumbprints, I'm just going to let you know. Anyway. All right. Thought this is what they would do, though, Joe. I like Sherrone Moore. I just have question marks. That's it. That's all.
I think the skepticism is warranted, but at the same time, I'm optimistic. If I were to grade this, which we've kind of graded most of these,
you're gonna give it a B+.
I'd probably give it like a really high B, really like a B+. There's room for improvement.
I
mean,
I know you too well. I don't necessarily disagree with you. I actually don't disagree with you at all.
Okay. That's surprising.
No, it's a B+. But the reason it's a B+ for me is a completely different reason why it's a B+ for you.
I will say this. I do appreciate that you're one of the few people that is not. I listen to too many shows where, actually, I don't listen to many of these shows, but you see a lot of shows where when there's a new coaching hire, they're like, this is great.
Goblin all over it.
Yeah, this is a great hire. I'm sure that this could maybe work out. I appreciate that there is skepticism.
On this show. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? As we close it, what do you want me to say? Because here's the truth.
Michigan's going to win another national title in 2024.
No, because here's the truth. Joe, we are normally, one of us on either one of our takes, historically, you and I together are batting 1,000. Even when we disagree, either I'm right or you're right. So either way, if you're listening to the show, one of us is going to be right.
I think that makes sense. I think that math checks out. I would love to try. Actually, no, we're not. Wait. No, we're not. We both said that Alabama was going to get their asses kicked in the SEC championship. Alabama did not in the SEC championship game. And we also picked.
Hold on.
Also, right, we picked Alabama. We both said Alabama was going to beat Michigan, and we were both wrong on
Hold on. I did not say Alabama was going to get their ass kicked by Georgia.
You said they were going to lose, though.
By how much?
By 3, but you were still wrong.
Okay. You said that they were going to get their cheeks clapped up and down the field.
They should have. They should have. Freaking all right. Georgia.
All right.
But a retired Saban sooner.
Congrats to Sherrone Moore. We'll see y'all Sunday. Peace.